What kind of message you can see on a screen? Right, this is the technical support of Microsoft and my name is Rachel, and let me inform you this call is being recorded for the quality and the training purposes. My name is Rachel. Okay, so this looks like a warning which has been sent to you from Microsoft. When did you receive this warning, sir? Okay, so you're saying that you just logged in your device and you got this alert. It's like access has been blocked. Like, this is happening due to a technical error, or might be this is happening due to a virus which has attacked your device. So we need to check what is happening. Is it the first time, like, this is a kind of warning, or it has happened ever before too? Okay, so please tell me, like, is it your personal device, or like you use it for work purposes also? Okay, and what is the make and model of your device? Okay, it's a laptop or is it a desktop? Okay, it is an HP desktop, like it is having a mouse with it? Like, your device is having a mouse with it, or like it's a laptop? Okay, alright, I got it. So it's an HP desktop. So, thank you so much for all of this information. Do you remember that when you just logged in your device, like in your desktop, did you mistakenly click on any of the suspicious link or any kind of advertisements, like if there anywhere pop up? Okay, do you remember like what kind of browser are you browsing something, or was it the kind of any kind of pop up on your screen? Okay, you were on Microsoft Edge and were you searching for something? And what was that? Okay, alright. So for verification purposes, can you please confirm me your name? Okay, it's John Rob. Alright, so is there anybody else at your home, like any kid or any family member, like your friends, who uses your device other than you? Okay, so you just told me that this is the first time you have like seen this alert on your desktop. Is there any other device at your home who is getting the same alerts, or is it the only one? Okay, alright. I'll try to help you out, sir, in this. And right now, I believe that there is a kind of virus which has come up on your device, and it is like it might corrupt your files because like there was a warning on your device. So we need to troubleshoot your device for that. So first of all, like the error is still on your screen, right? Okay, you need to do one thing. Look at your keyboard, and there are three keys: Control, Alt, and Delete. At the left bottom, there is a Control key. You have to push Control, Alt, and at the right top, there is Delete key. You have to push all three keys at the same. Now there will be an option for Task Manager. Okay, you need to click on that. And you just told me that this is your personal desktop, right? Okay, is there any other devices at home, like where you use it for work and like something like that? Okay, you are retired. Alright. So when you click on Task Manager, what options you can see? There will be a white box and it has some applications, like there can be browser. What you can see there? Okay, do one thing. Click on the Microsoft Edge. It will turn blue. And after that, do a right click and it will give you an option to end the task. Yeah, just end the task. Now come back. Okay, the error has gone or it's still there? Okay, alright. This error has gone on temporary basis, sir. But it can come up again because the warning that you received today on your device, that is like something serious which is happening on your device, because I believe right now there's a virus which has attacked when you was on the Microsoft Edge. Might be there were some pop-ups and you mistakenly click on the link and the virus attacked your device at that time. So we need to troubleshoot your device. I'll be guiding you with a few steps and you need to just follow my instructions. So do one thing, look at your keyboard and there will be a window key with four flags on it. Right. And there is an R, the letter R. R is in Romeo. You need to push two keys at the same time. Window and R. At the left bottom, there is a run box which shows you need to type the name of the program. So in that white empty box, you have to write down there www.ultra, V as in Victor, I as in Indiana, E as in Echo, W as in Whiskey, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, .net. N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Tom. Please confirm me what you have written in that box.